of June 16th, 2022. First order of business is to remind us about our teleconference process. Please keep your devices on mute except when you want to speak. Be aware that background noises are amplified. If you are calling on a phone, please do not put yourself on hold. It'll play the background music and we'll have to disconnect you. Please wait until you're invited by me to speak. I'll stack names. Everybody will have a chance to speak. When we do public comment, that will be limited to 3 minutes, which I will explain later. Please state your name each time you speak, and TAC members, please state your name when making and seconding motions. Okay, with that, I want to determine first that we have a quorum. So, Commissioner Gross.
I'm here.
Very good. John Guerra.
I'm here.
Jack Humberg. Lauren Martin.
Here.
Very good. Sharon McNarty.
I'm here.
Okay. Barb Page. You're here.
Yes, I'm here. Took me a while to unmute. Sorry.
It's all right. Brad, Commissioner Schiffer.
I'm on.
Very good. Larry Schneider. Larry, are you on? All right, Diana Worrell. Oh, we know Diana's on, so I'm going to check one more time on the other folks. Jack Humberg, are you on? Larry Schneider, are you on? All right. So we have 7 of 9. We have a quorum, so we're free to proceed with business. Today's agenda is essentially to approve the minutes from the last meeting, but then to provide the commission with comments on proposed code amendments related to the accessibility code. Commissioner Gross, would you please get a motion for this to approve the agenda and then the minutes, and then turn it back to me, and I'll go from there.
Okay, I'm looking for a motion to approve the minutes.
Schiffer will move.
Schiffer made the motion. Who seconded it?
I'll second it, Diana.
Oh, Diana, good. Good, we didn't have your audio before, thanks.
I was muted.
Jack Humber, joining you.
All right, great. Thanks, Jack. So, Commissioner Gross, if you would just go ahead and ask for all those in favor.
All in favor, please signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Oh, any opposed? It passes unanimously.
All right. Do you want to go ahead and do the minutes for approval?
Okay, I'd like to have approval of the minutes from the September 23rd, 2021 meeting. Looking for a motion.
So moved, Diana.
Okay, do we have a second?
Sure.
We're all second.
Okay, you have your choice there, Jeff. It was your Schiffer second, yeah.
Okay.
Okay, is there any comments or additions to the minutes? Okay, seeing none, I ask for a vote. All those in favor of approving the minutes, please signify by saying aye.
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 Those against, like sign. That passes unanimously also, Jeff.
Great, thank you. Thank you, Jeff. Okay, well, let's proceed to the business of the day. What I'm going to do is first explain the process. We only have three to review and a few locals, but it'll certainly set the stage for the other 10 meetings following this one. So this is the TAC preliminary recommendations to the commission. In this cycle, for the first time, when the TAC meet for the second time, they'll provide their final recommendations. So you'll be able to change your recommendation and provide the commission with whatever your final recommendation is. So the commission won't have to have your comments on recommendations and try to read between the lines. So I think that will be a vast improvement. So, as always, the comments will be limited to 3 minutes per person. I'll introduce each of the proposed modifications in order following the tracking chart. I will first ask if for the TAC member who was assigned the responsibility of reviewing that to provide a very brief summary. Please don't go into great detail. And then what their recommendation is regarding the modification. I'll then go to public comment. I'll ask if there's anybody who wants to speak in favor of it. Again, time limits for 3 minutes. Anybody who's opposed to it. If there's pros and cons, there's an opportunity for one collective pro and one collective con rebuttal of 2 minutes. And then we'll come back to the TAC to take action on the proposed modification. Again, in this case, we're in the virtual world, but if proponents and opponents are you know, encouraged to raise, you know, if they don't want to make a specific comment, they just want to sort of give a show that they're in support of or not supportive, it'll be more sort of relevant in when we're meeting in person starting tomorrow. Okay. So again, provide a brief summary and recommended action. The TAC, we're not going to have a standing motion to approve as we had in the past. We're now allowed to make motions to approve and to deny. So we will be voting in favor of a motion, which I will read a little bit later, that the standing findings apply to all motions to approve. So there's a set of findings that you're required to address per the statutes, and we will have a motion that will cover that so that does not be done in every one. So for any motion to approve, we'll just make a motion in a second, standing on the findings. So it's not a standing motion, but it's standing on the findings for all motions to approve. So then we'll all amendments will be voted on individually, either with a motion to approve or deny. Require a second and then the vote. In this case, our TAC require for code amendments only a two-thirds favorable vote instead of the traditional 75. The commission still has the 75 threshold for approval of all of these kind of motions. If a TAC member, what we're requesting as we have in previous cycles is that TAC members not spend time during the meeting to modify the code amendment, but to provide constructive comments to the proponent that they can then take and bring back to the second cycle where you'll have a chance to review it. And in this case, provide your final recommendation on it. So you'll just be presenting the commission your final recommendations after our second set of meetings. If a TAC does make a modification, then that would require additional public comment, TAC analysis of findings, rationale, and fiscal impact. And if there are modifications, they are required to be provided and written and electronically to staff. And, of course, in this case, it won't apply. But in real meetings, 20 hard copies as well as an electronic editable file. So, again, we're not encouraging that, and we've been pretty good over the last couple of cycles. We're not doing that because people understand that they can make the revisions at the next opportunity. All right. Before I read the motion into the record, have the motion approved, does any TAC member have any questions on the process? Okay, so I'm going to read the following motion. I would then ask for someone by name to make a motion to that effect, and then a second, and then we vote on it. All right, so the Technical Advisory Committee moves that for all motions made to approve proposed code amendment, the Technical Advisory Committee votes to recommend that the Commission approve the amendment based on the following findings. Now, these findings are as required by Florida statute. Excuse me one second. Okay. The amendment is needed in order to accommodate the specific needs of this state, and the amendment has a reasonable and substantial connection to the health, safety, and welfare of the general public. And the amendment strengthens or improves the Florida Building Code, or in the case of innovation or new technology, will provide equivalent or better products or methods or systems of construction, and the amendment does not discriminate against materials, products, methods, or systems of construction of demonstrated capabilities, and the amendment does not degrade the effectiveness of the Florida Building Code. And the amendment has the following fiscal impact relative to the cost and benefits of the proposed amendment. The fiscal impact relative to enforcement imposed upon local government is as indicated by the proponent. The fiscal impact of compliance imposed upon building and property owners is as indicated by the proponent. The fiscal impact relative to compliance imposed upon industry is as indicated by the proponent. The amendment must demonstrate by evidence or data that the state's geographical jurisdiction exhibits the need to strengthen the code beyond the needs or regional variations addressed by the code and why the proposed amendment applies to this state. The amendment's benefits, noted with regard to fiscal impact and efficacy, outweigh the cost imposed. And finally, the amendment does not diminish requirements related to wind resistance or prevention of water intrusion contained in the code or its reference standards and criteria. So look for a motion to approve the standing findings that I just read, please. TAC members, need a motion and a second.
Yeah, this is Jeff Gross. TAC members, we're just approving this in case we approve any items. We're not approving the items that we're going to see today. This is just if we approve them, they get approved with these requirements. Now, can I have a motion to approve?
Yeah, fine.
Page yeah. Second.
I couldn't catch who the second was.
Page.
Okay. All right, they have a motion and a second. All in favor of the motion, say aye.
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 Are there any opposed? All right, it's unanimous. Okay, so we're basically ready to get started. Before we do, Mo, did you want to review any of the materials?
Good morning. This is Mo Medani. And Jim, can you make me a presenter or share? I need to show something on the screen. All right. Okay. I hope you see my screen. From the agenda of the meeting, you should be able to get to this chart as you see on the screen. This is already consists of all the proposed code changes broken down by TAC. Let me know if you see the chart.
We see it, Mo.
All right. Now, for the accessibility tag, what we're going to be using is the detail report to review the code changes. We do have also a tracking chart. The tracking chart will be used by the staff to record your action. The tracking chart also is editable. So you can, if you want to use it to write some notes, you can do that. Also, we have a local amendment that we need to take up. So the detail reports, if I click on it, which is what we're going to use at this meeting, you see it's mainly include everything that we have received through our system on the code changes that's before you, or the proposed code changes. You see you have 3 code changes. The way it's structured, the detail report, it's similar to what we have done before. It gives you the code change number, A10154, A for accessibility. It tells you who submitted that. The proponent who submitted the code change. It gives you the code section. It gives you the, also whether there is a general comment submitted or alternate language. So in this case, no general comment submitted, no alternate language. It gives you the history of the code change, meaning summary of the modification, the rationale. Also, there is a specific question that the proponent was required to really answer. So you will see that's the answer to those questions. And as you scroll down, you will see the actual text of modification. So like this is really, it's trying to change section 3001.2. So that's really, and as we go through it, that's what you will see. The other thing is that some code changes maybe have an alternate language. You can approve a code change or recommend for approval with the alternate language. That means an approved as amended. So also, anybody can, before the TAC takes up the code changes, withdraw the code change. That's what really I have for you. Any question about the detail reports or about the tracking chart, et cetera? If not, Jeff, let's go ahead and start.
Okay, great. Thanks, Mo. Has Larry Schneider joined the call or not? All right. Well, our first proposed amendment is 10154, and Larry Schneider was the person who was to provide the analysis, the brief analysis of it. Was there somebody else who was given this assignment or handed off from Larry, a TAC member?
Jeff, this is Mohammed. This is really it's strictly a code change to section 3001.2. It's trying to inject into that section accessibility requirements. As we have done before, and we have clarified that this process that we have here does not apply to the accessibility code. We have no authority under this code changing process to amend the accessibility code. So I would, you know, my take on it is this code change is really fall outside the scope of this process, and it should be kind of denied. Thank you.
Should be denied. Okay. And also, Mo, the pool TAC will be taking this up as the primary TAC, correct?
Special occupancy.
Special occupancy. Okay. Sorry, I got that backwards. I got it. Yeah. Okay. Then with that, does anybody from the public wish to comment, either in favor or in opposition? All right, then you heard the analysis that this is really outside the authority of the commission to change the code, and it should probably be denied. I'll turn it to our TAC member for a motion, and we can make motions to deny now. So, who made? I heard it. Who said it? John Guerra has made a motion to deny. Is there a second?
Umberg was second.
All right, Guerra and Humberg, respectively, is there any discussion on the motion for denial? Hearing none, all those in favor of denial say aye.
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 Aye. Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. Okay. Then we will proceed to our next, which is 10127. And I would ask Brad if you would like to go ahead and provide your summary.
Jeff, I think 10127 is the definition change. I think, can we review both the next two together? Because one is kind of a set of standards, and the other one is a reference in the definitions to that.
Well, sure. You can go ahead and provide your analysis for both, then we'll just we'll act on it one by one now.
Okay. What this is doing is there's a concept out there called adult changing tables, which are added to bathrooms where adults who are caregivers or actually the adult themselves, a husband and wife, can assist in the changing of hygiene needs for an accessible person. The way to do this is we're in the plumbing code only, and we're adding to the family toilet facilities, we're adding the requirements that these changing tables would have. So the definition defines what it is. It's a table for adults, and that's an industry-known term, but we're kind of making it clear in Florida. And then the next one is kind of the technical minimums required to be an adult changing table. There is no requirement coming in that requires them. These are only here if somebody is providing it, and if right now it would be on their own initiative.
And do you have a recommendation for these, Brad?
I recommend approval.
Okay. All right. Does anybody from the public wish to comment?
Yes. Hi. Can you hear me? I'm Sabrina Kimball with Universal Changing Places.
Yeah, so one second. So what I'm going to ask you to do is to state your name and representation, which you just did, and I'll provide you with 3 minutes. I'll give you a 1 minute warning. Go ahead, Sabrina.
Hi, I'm Sabrina Kimball with Universal Changing Places. I just wanted to support this because there are a lot of organizations that are adding adult changing tables, but there are no standards or anything for the safety of the people that are being cared for. I have a son who's non-ambulatory, and this has become a major issue for us as he's gotten older because there is no safe, clean place to change him. We have to resort to either laying him on the bathroom floor or leaving a venue. So we are an advocacy group, Universal Changing Places, and we advocate for these types of facilities to be added to public restrooms. DOT here in Florida has started adding them to their rest areas, but even they have said it would help if there was something in the code that set standards so they would know that they are installing the correct and safe type model. So I am hoping that this is something that you guys will do because it is a movement that is growing across the nation, and we're hoping to see more and more of these tables out there, but they need to be safe places for people to be changed. They need to have safety requirements and weight requirements so that no one is injured and no one falls off of the table because it's not the right kind of table. So that's what we are trying to see done by adding something to our building codes here in Florida.
Great. Thank you very much. Does anybody else in the public wish to comment?
Hey, Jeff, whenever an opportunity, I would like to say something if possible.
All right. Let's wait till we come back from the tax. We'll finish up public comment. Any other public comment?
Again.
Okay, Scott, go ahead, please. State your name and representation.
Scott McAdam, Indian River County Building Department, and I'm opposed to this, and I have a few comments I'd like to share. So,
okay.
Sabrina, I totally respect where you're coming from, and I have no intention at all of discriminating against anybody. But what I also want to point out is some questions, concerns, and comments. And good ideas are not always good code changes. So there are some design issues. So let me just point out already in the code addressing baby changing tables. Currently, that's only in the plumbing code under 403.6 for public swimming pools and in the accessibility code under 604.8.1.1 as an advisory. And it's talking about in that advisory about a wheelchair accessible compartment, and it talks about a convenience fixture such as a baby changing table. So now we're getting into adult changing table. So I simply want to point out and ask, when a design requirement becomes too much of a regulation and less of a design option. So I just have a few examples of good ideas, but are they really code issues at this point in time? So a couple would be, for all commercial buildings, should we make the minimum door height 7 foot for taller people? Should we provide lower water closets for shorter people, you know, young adults and so forth, the children? Or how about people with big feet? Should we make the minimum tread depth larger to address all these different features? So I know this, the code language that's proposed is, quote, where provided, which is great, but lots of times that code proposal then eventually becomes requirements. So then I also want to point out the proponent's answers to the required mod question. So for the definition...
Scott, you have 50 seconds.
Okay, excellent. So for those required questions, for the definition, all the answers can't be, quote, adds clarity. And for the answers to the proposed language, it can't just be for cost effect and so forth, will be area increases or the additional work. So the proposed mod requires a lot of items. It requires power, a waste receptacle, water closet, lavatory, soap dispenser, paper towel dispenser, required equipment features. Okay. All right. So then my main point is, as a jurisdiction, we're fighting currently already to get restroom sizes appropriate, which would be turning spaces, maneuvering spaces, and clear floor spaces. We're already struggling for that. This is an extreme large requirement. Thank you.
All right. Time. Thank you, Scott. Okay, so I'm going to do this because I didn't realize there was going to be a discussion or a multiple perspective. So if anybody else in the public wishes to speak in favor of it, give me your name and I'll stack a list and then we'll go from there. Anybody wish to speak in favor? All right. Anybody wish to speak in opposition?
Yes. Glenn Dotson with the Building Official Association of Florida. Opposition.
Ron Lysenko with the Building Officials of Florida, opposition.
All right. Anybody else in the public wish to speak in opposition? All right. Do those who were speaking in favor of it, which in this case was Sabrina Kimball, would you like your two-minute rebuttal opportunity? And then the other side would have the same. One of you would decide which of you would whether Scott or whoever would want to. Sabrina, would you want that or not?
Yes, sir, I would. I would like to address what he was trying to say. This is not just a disability issue. This goes across all ages. It affects so many different people. We are just asking for something to be put in there so that there are safety issues addressed. These are being added to family restrooms that are already a requirement here in Florida. So we are not trying to go above and beyond anything. We just want these rooms where they do decide to put them to have some sort of guidance, so that the safe tables are put in and these people are provided a safe, dignified place to change. It's not just people like my son who are non-ambulatory. It's people with incontinence issues that have catheters, colostomies. There are just a great number of our citizens here in Florida that are affected. And this is a nationwide movement. It's not just something we're trying to do here in Florida, but we have been trying to make our state more accessible. And it's a question of dignity. I mean, if any of you have family members that are aging, you're going to be faced with something like this in the near future. So I just hope that you would look at it and say, this is something that needs to be in our code so that there is specifications, technical specifications, so that they know what is safe for these people to be put on. And they're not just free to put whatever they want in a restroom that could end up hurting someone. That's just my thoughts on it.
All right, thank you very much. Does anybody from the opponent side wish to have their two-minute rebuttal opportunity?
Yes, this is Scott McAdam. Also, I should have mentioned before, I'm also representing BOAF, not just Indian River County, but a couple of my points would be having standards in the code is excellent, and I support that fully. But what this doesn't do is provide all the proper standards that we might want to discuss. It doesn't address, because when you look up these different companies that manufacture these, they make all different types. So this code proposed language doesn't indicate, can it be a mobile one? And how safe would a mobile one be? Does it have to be wall-mounted? And also, where would the numbers come for the height of the adjustment, the weight, and so forth? How do we determine if that's safe or not? So I do respect that you know, some of these things might be needed, but the industry has also changed for some of the venues on different ways to support you know, those venues and opportunities to be out in the public or so forth. So those would be my comments. I just don't think at this point in time it's written appropriately and addresses all the concerns, because it definitely does not address the tremendous amount of cost. Just power alone and GFCI receptacle to get it to that area. So that's enough. Thank you.
All right. That concludes public comment. We're going to come back to TAC. Mo, you said you wanted to say something before we proceeded.
Yes. This is Mo Medani. Again, this really... code change. It's more of an accessibility code change. And at this point, the accessibility code is not open for comment. So I would consider this code change to be outside the scope of this process. Thank you.
So in essence, you're recommending that they deny these based on that.
That's correct.
All right, I'm going to turn it to the TAC now for discussion or a motion. Again, you can make motions to approve or a motion to deny.
Jeff, this is Jeff Gross. It's my understanding that ANSI is looking at this right now and developing standards for the next edition of the ANSI. So this may be premature to even discuss. And I agree with Mo. The statute says we can't modify the accessibility code without the legislator's approval. And I would say modify is add or subtract.
Okay. So we're looking then for a motion.
John Guerra moves to depart.
All right, is there a second? Does any TAC member wish to make a second? I'm going to give a little extra time since people are on mute.
This is Jeff Gross. Can I second?
Can I second that
as chair?
Yes, you can.
Okay, I'll second it.
We have a motion and a second for denial. TAC members, any discussion on the motion? All right, hearing no discussion, all in favor of denial, say aye.
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 Is there any opposed?
Aye.
Aye.
All right, that's two people opposed, so the vote would be 6-2. We have eight people present, right? And 6-2 is exactly 75% for the motion passes. Oh, we don't need 75%, I forgot. The motion passes, yes.
Hey, Sam, I was just wondering who the two were in the minority, there, just so we can capture it in a minute.
Okay, it was Brad Schiffer, and was it you, Barb?
Yes, it was me.
Okay, thank you.
It was Brad and Barb as the two, so the vote was 6-2. Okay, so the next issue, Brad's already summarized. It's sort of related, so probably should go the same way. But I will ask anyway, if anybody from the public wishes to comment, that I would please encourage you just to stand on previous statements, since this is really the same issue, more or less. Does anybody from the public wish to comment first in favor of this?
I'm in favor of it. This is Sabrina Kimball, but I'll stand with my previous statement about it.
Very good. Thank you. Does anybody wish to speak else in favor? Anybody who wishes to speak in opposition?
Glenn Dodson with the city, with the Building Official Association of Florida, we oppose this motion.
Okay. Anybody else?
Also, Scott McAdam, Building Official Association of Florida, Indian River County, opposed.
All right. Anybody else?
Ron Lysenko with BOAF Code Development Committee, also in opposition.
All right. Anybody else? Those are the same folks you heard on the first go-around, so I'm going to make the assumption then that we've covered public comment. I'm going to come back to the TAC and ask for a motion.
Could I say, this is Diana Worrell, can I make a comment at some point? Or?
Sure, go ahead, Diana.
Yeah, I opposed it, but only because it sounded like it was going to come up again through ANSI with more specific standards, because I do think it's something that needs to end up in the code, and it looked to me like it needed some more specifics, you know, before we added it in anyway. So, you know, the comment that it was going to be reviewed by ANSI or is being reviewed by ANSI really swayed my vote on that. But I'm just wanting to say I do think it needs to be in the code, and it probably needs some more specifics written into it, you know, and perhaps the building people and the, you know, the folks who formulated the you know, the change could get together in some way to, I just want to make sure it comes back and it actually happens. I don't want to throw it to the curb, you know?
Right. If you're in favor of it, it's just that at this point it needs to go through a proper process before it's back before the committee.
Yeah. I just don't want to see it tossed out with the bathwater, you know, because it's
right.
Something that's very important.
Right.
And I think it'll help a, you know, a huge segment of the community, not just people with developmental disabilities, but, you know, loads of people who are aging. And it'll help them to get out and about. But, you know, perhaps things like the baby changing table can be just substituted for this adult changing table, and they can both be used, you know, for their specific purposes, but not two different tables into one room. You know what I mean?
Yeah, those are good thoughts. Okay.
You know, and one last thing is perhaps that, you know, I see the electric source being, you know, a fiscal problem or a, you know, logistics problem of some sort, but there must be tables out there that can be hand-operated as well. So, you know, maybe things like that could be looked into, and it would reduce costs and, you know, ease some of the problems that the building code folks have.
Right.
So that's my...
Great. Thanks. All right, so I'm asking for a motion now, please, TAC members.
Yeah, I think there are some good...
All right, we have a motion to deny from John Garrett. Is there a second?
Yeah, this is Jeff Gross. I'll second it.
I have a motion and a second from Garrett and Gross, respectively. Is there any further discussion on the motion? All in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 Anybody opposed, please say no by name.
This is Schiffer, no.
Mark Page, no.
All right, the vote is 6-2 for denial, so that passes as well. So that concludes that. Now we have three local technical amendments that are submitted as required by law. I'm going to ask Justin just to briefly review what local technical amendments are and what the commission's responsibility is vis-a-vis these, and then we'll take those up. Justin?
You're on mute, Justin.
Jeff, if he's not there, I can't say something.
Yeah, he's there.
All right, hold on. No, I'm here. I've just multiple mutes. I'm trying to get through. Sorry. Good morning, TAC members. Sure, local technical amendments, as probably most of you are aware, are amendments that have been passed by a local jurisdiction dealing with technical provisions to the Florida Building Code. I'm a little surprised that there are any related to accessibility because, as Mo alluded to, both the commission and local governments are prohibited from amending the provisions of the Florida Accessibility Code. So, at any rate, as part of the triennial sort of updating of the code, the commission is tasked with reviewing all the local technical amendments and deciding whether or not they should be incorporated into the statewide Florida Building Code. And what the TACs will be doing is looking at the local technical amendments that are within their subject matter jurisdiction and making those recommendations to the commission. Mo, did you have anything else to ask?
That's correct. The only thing I can say in general, those local amendments, again, their amendments to the accessibility code will fall outside the scope of this process. I would, you know, at this point, I don't think we have the authority to even address them. Thank you.
Right. And just as an aside, there's never in the history of the Florida Building Commission been a single local technical amendment that was approved by the TAC. Or recommended for approval by the TAC or approved by the commission for statewide use. Okay, well, the first one is from the city of Winter Garden. Does anybody from the public wish to comment on that local technical amendment? All right, I'm going to come back to the TAC for your motion, please.
John Guerra moves to deny.
Need a second.
This is Jeff Gross. I'll second.
All right, we have a motion and a second for denial. Any discussion on the motion? All in favor of denial, say aye.
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 Any opposed? The vote is unanimous. Next is a local technical amendment to accessibility code from Duval County, Jacksonville. Anybody in the public wish to comment on this one? Hearing none, I'll come back to the TAC for a motion, please. TAC members, can we get a motion?
Schiffer will move it.
Motion to deny. Is there a second?
Humberg will second.
We have a motion and a second for denial from Schiffer and Humberg, respectively. Any discussion? All in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 Aye. Any opposed? It's unanimous. All right, our final one is also from Duval, Jacksonville. Anybody from the public wish to comment? Hearing none, I come back to the TAC for a motion, please.
Martin
right,
moves to
deny. All right, Lowell Martin has a motion for deny. Is there a second?
Schiffer will second.
Motion and a second from Martin and Schiffer, respectively. Any discussion? Then all those in favor of denial, please say aye.
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 Any opposed? That is also unanimous. All right, that concludes the regular business. Is there anybody else from, who wishes to have any final comments from the public?
From the public?
Or from the TAC?
Or from the TAC.
All right. Same line. Yes. Who is it? I heard somebody say my name, but did anybody have anything to say? All right. Then I would, Commissioner Gross, if you would just adjourn us, please.
Okay. The group is adjourned.
Thank you, everybody.
Yeah. Thank you, everybody.